Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is
in control, y'all.
Give God the praise. Give God the glory. Tell him thank you.
Father, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. We bless and praise God this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Glory to God. Thanking the Holy Spirit for being present this morning. Thank you, Father. We bless and praise God this morning for his grace, for his mercy, and for his sovereignty this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You're on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. And I just want to bless the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Saying hello to United States. Saying hello to Ghana. Saying hello to Nigeria, Uganda, Kenya. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. May the God of all grace continue to abound in your life for sharing the word of God. Amen. It's just going different places, and the Lord is just showing me, hallelujah, how he can move. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Long as the Holy Spirit is here, amen. Glory to God. The gospel shall go out throughout the world. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. I thank God that he don't really need our help. Ain't that a blessing, y'all? Praise God. God will do it on his own. So we give God the glory this morning. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your grace, for your mercy, and for your sovereignty, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just come and we just say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the movement of the Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, for having your way. God, this day, Father God, this is your day, Lord God. Every day is your day, and we just thank you, Lord God. But this is the day that we all come to assemble together to lift up the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray that your name will be praised throughout the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I decrease, Father God, let the power of God increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do this day. I thank you for the word, the Holy Ghost, for the word today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that our hearts will be open, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit, and glory to God, that we will grow in grace, God, through the word of God, that we be encouraged through the word of God, that the word of God will bless us, the word of God shall deliver us, the word of God shall heal us, Father. We thank you, Father God, because I know that distance is not a barrier, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for what you're going to do today. I thank you for how you're going to speak today. I thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we bless God today. Amen. Glory to God. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen on this day. Father, we bless you. Today, amen, I want to take us to a passage of scripture. I'm going to go to Ephesians, the third chapter, verses 14 to 21. Amen. How many know our God is able? Our God is able. Our God is able. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is what God is speaking. Our God is able. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. So let us go to the word of God. It's for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. The word able refers to the power one has by virtue of inheritance, ability, and resource. Able describes that which is sufficient or necessary power, means skill or resources to accomplish an objective. God is able to exceed your expectation. He is able to do exceedingly above all you can ask or imagine. God is able to do the humanly impossible in our lives. It's good to be reminded of God's ability to answer and to do all that we ask and request. He has the power and the ability to do all that we ask of him or even imagine him doing. Therefore, let's be bold and courageous even in our walk with God, in our praying with God, in our believing with God. Let us bring what we consider to be the most impossible request to God. Let us be bold to bring all our wildest dreams to God, for there is no danger of exalting God's ability or power to answer. His power and his grace is beyond all that we can ever ask. He's able to do what is beyond, somebody say, beyond the bounds of possibilities. He's able to do what seems to be unattainable. How about that? We shall discuss today, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus, the description of his ability, the dimensions of his ability, the demonstrations of his ability, the descriptions of his ability. God is all-powerful, and God's power is infinite and unlimited. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We can do with power anything that power can do. God has the power to do all he wills to do. Come on, somebody. My God, I give him glory. He has both the resources, the ability to work his way in every circumstances in the universe. He's able to do everything he needs to do and wants to do in our lives. There are categories in our lives and the things that we need God to move in and things that we believe God to do, and God can do the impossible. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Nothing is too hard for our God. Can I talk to somebody? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's able to do what he say he's going to do. My God, I say thank you, glory to God. Thank you, Father. We bless and praise our God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God today. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Just dial in. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. God is all-powerful. Yes, Holy Ghost. All is all-powerful. God's power is infinite, unlimited. He has the power to resurrect anything in your life, people of God. He has the power to connect you, amen, from here to heaven. He has power. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, to bless you today. Amen. Nothing is too hard for God. All sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth and great power with your outstretched hand. hands and your outstretched arms. Nothing is too hard for you. Glory to God. Jeremiah, glory to God, he said it best, for nothing is impossible with God. Glory to God. Luke said it in his word in 1:37. Amen. Nothing possible with God. No one can stop God's plans. Yes, Holy Ghost, can I help somebody today? Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I love it when God says, glory to God, when he steps into things, amen, glory to God, and he lets you know that no one can stop God. No one can stop the plans of God. You might get interrupted, praise God, but God will come through for you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I know that you can do all things, God. No plans of yours can be turned around or torn it, God. I thank him because Job said it best. No, glory to God, that most son, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God that God can do all things. He made all things and all things to serve him. Glory to God. The laws endure to the day, praise God, and all things serve God. Yes, Holy Ghost. He does whatever he pleases. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Yes, God, I bless you. No, it's... No, I'm already down there. That's why I needed somebody. No, they won't tell you nothing. I just, because nobody listens. So I don't know what's going on. That's different. Hey, you can. I'm already logged in.
Oh, that's probably
you got. Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry, y'all. If y'all hear me talk, I'm thinking I'm not logged in. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's been a battle trying to get in today. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Ah, my God. This is so. Oh, God, help me. Help me today, Jesus. Anybody there, y'all can talk to me. Let me know, text me. Let me know y'all can hear me. Can anybody hear me, please? Can y'all hear me? Oh, y'all, I'm sorry, y'all, because it just went blank, and I'm thinking, I'm like, Lord, help me. Forgive me, y'all. Forgive me. Oh, God. Y'all praying for me out there because I'm, like, got upset about my thing. Oh, pray for me, y'all. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Bless, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. I'm in a realm where, thank you. Okay, let's go back to the word of the Lord, people of God. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I just got knocked out of everything. Thank you, Lord God. And I'm thinking that I can't get back in. Thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let me just put on a song so I can get my thoughts back together. God bless you all. I love you. Stay on the line with me. Amen. We're going to make it today, y'all. Come on.
Call your name.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh,
God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he in
any man. But every man is tempted. But every man is that when he is drawn away of his own lust and entice. See, that's not the God. Glory to God. God cannot, amen. He cannot change his basic nature for no one. He don't twist the word for no one. The word is what it is. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19-20 says, God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He got a big old question mark there. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he has blessed it and cannot reverse it. Discover God's promises, people of God. God, when God promises something, amen, he don't turn that thing around. And glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. And before he does that, he will bring you in alignment with his will. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And I don't think nobody want to beat him from heaven. My God, when God began, it's like an invisible belt. When God put us back in character, put us back in shape, amen, praise God, bring us back to the divine alignment so he can bless us, because his word is not going to return back void. And sure, God will never act contrary to his own righteousness, holy and untangible character, the dimensions of his ability. He's able to save the uttermost. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When he saved us, praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Think about when God saved you, praise God. He brought some of us out of the dirt. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's brought some of us from under the dirt. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. He brought some people when we went wayward, praise God, in life, praise God. But he saved us, amen, glory to God. So I'm telling you today, glory to God, if you're looking for somebody to be saved, God's hand is not too short that he cannot save. My God, I say thank you. That is the word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, it says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that comes unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So Jesus took our place that we might have his peace. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He took our sins, come on somebody, that we might have his salvation. When God saved us, amen, our sins are forgiven and forgotten forever. So if you're holding yourself to your sin from the past, amen, praise God. Glory to God, Jesus already wiped the slate clean. Glory to God, I pray that God will deliver somebody from their own selves. Because when God comes to save us, amen, praise God, he said, I forgot about what you have done. Glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. When we turn to him with true repentance, amen, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we turn the right way, because there's a way, amen, that seemeth right to the man, but the end thereof is death. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's able to help them that are tempted. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Hebrews 2:18 says, since he himself has gone through the sufferings and tested, he is able to help us when we are being tested. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in a moment of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in the times of challenges and controversy. See, God knows, amen, praise God, when everything is comfortable, when everything is convenient, amen, a man will stand, praise God. But when everything comes at him, praise God, not call it the kitchen sink. When everything comes at the challenges, the tests, and the controversies, amen, praise God. Men have a tendency, amen, to turn back and get glory to God. Sometimes, praise God, it's so overwhelming, amen, praise God. But somebody shout with me, he's able to do all things unto himself. My God, that's why he walked this world, amen, praise God, knowing that what we can handle and what we cannot handle. Glory to God, knowing how much we can be tested and how much we can take. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Some people say, I can't take no more. But God knows how much you can take. My God, great quote of the Messiah, he didn't come to break us. He came to make us better. My God, I say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 3:21 says, who shall change our vile bodies that it may be fashioned like unto the glorious body according to the working whereby he is able, come on and say it again, he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. God can take that which is evil of no use and make it wonderful. So he takes the bad things and change them around to the wonderful things. Hey, come on, somebody, like he said, he take, I'll take the ashes and I'll make it beautiful. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's able to deliver from the fires of life. The Bible says in Daniel 3:17 says, if it be so, our God whom we'll serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. The devil will always snare us with the fiery furnace, because when the heat is turned up, my God, my God, my God, the devil will come and say, you know what, praise God, is your God with you? Why is he allowing you to go through that? But he just wants to make us better. He's building character. So we have to understand, amen, what God is doing in the revelation of our life. The devil will always come and scare us with the fiery furnace, threaten us that we are useless and we bow and we will burn, but that's not the God that we serve. Somebody shout with me, God is able, and whatsoever fire of affliction we may be passing through, we need to remain steadfast in our trust in God for deliverance. Somebody say, the Lord God will deliver me. He will bring me out. Yabashando Holy Ghost. He's able to build us up. Come on, somebody, give God the glory, because he will build you up. Have you ever been through something? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you felt like you're not going to make it. You felt like, glory to God, where is everybody? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. That is the time that God is building us up. That is the time that God put us in isolation. That is the time, amen, praise God, that God gives us a new revelation. But we got to get the revelation. Why am I going through this? There's a revelation behind what you go through. My God, the devil's son. The Bible says in Acts 20:32 says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able, come on, here we go, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Living and praying in the Spirit will cause us to be built up in Christ, in faith, and in his word. That's why it's so good to get into his word. That is why it's so good to marinate in his word. That's why it's so good, amen, to know his word, be able to recite that word. When the enemy comes, he did it to Jesus. My God, in the garden, when God sent him, amen, into the wilderness, Jesus used the word of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The same thing that we can do, we can use the word of God. Jude 1:20 says, but ye beloved, build up yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. He is able to do above our expectations in our imagination. Our imagination, our expectation has to come as together as one. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able, remember that, to do, remember that, exceedingly, amen, praise God, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So we have to understand, glory to God, what kind of power is working in us. According to the power that worketh in us, that means that, glory to God, after you have been tried and tested and going through all measures, amen, praise God, there shall be a power that's on the inside of you that will not sink, amen. There shall be a faith inside of you, God. My shatulat of a shando Holy Ghost. No matter what you pass through, Lord, I trust you, because the power that worketh on the inside. God is not a coincidental. Amen. Praise God. We are created in the image and designed with specific, unique purpose. Our Heavenly Father loves us so much. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. And brutal and unjust, but Jesus faced it head on for us. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Praying for his Father's will to be done. Life to be full, and glory to God. This is our calling to live, to live. Paul wrote to the Ephesians to remind them of these powerful, powerful truths about who God is and who they were as his children. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you, people of God, sometimes when you get in the word of God, amen, praise God, the word starts speaking to you just like God is just standing in front of you and who we are as children today. We pray big prayers to be all-powerful God, and he is a big God with big plans for us. Amen. Praise God. When the words begin to come off the pages, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. It's just like God has just written a love letter for you. Then you know, glory to God, my son, my daughter, you're going to be fine. My glory to God, you're going to be delivered. You're going to be healed. You're going to get to your home. You're going to get to your rest. You're going to have love in your life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's more for us than those against us. So he cannot be predicted or limited. He's able to do what man cannot do or conceive or imagine. For instance, when the Israelites got to the Red Sea, they could not imagine that God will make a way in the sea. Can you imagine just being there at the Red Sea? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But what did he do? He opened up the water. My Holy Ghost. Dry land, glory to God, for them to walk on. So I can imagine that must have been a beautiful sight. Water on one side, water on the other side. Everything opened up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They was able to walk through on dry land. He's able to heal and deliver. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Israelites seen so many miracles that God has done in their lives. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 9:28 says, and when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto him, believe ye that I am able. Come on, I want to talk to somebody to do this. You got to believe that he's able. Just said unto him, yes, Lord, whatever we can believe him for is what he can do for us. No sickness is too great for him to heal. No oppression and affliction is too great for him to remove. He's able to keep us from falling. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Ayabashando, Holy Ghost. How many times we prayed to God, God, please keep my feet from slipping. I know many times when I got saved, Lord, please help me, my God, to keep the walk with you. My God, edible shadow, Holy Ghost, because the devil will send everybody around you to try to trick you up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They come nicely. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But there's some of them on assignment to make you fall. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Jude 24 says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, Acts 20:32 says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God. I commend you to God. I put you in God's hands, come on, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. We don't have to fall. His eyes is on the smallest bird. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He knows the amount of hair that's on your head. What we need to do is to open our hearts. Come on, Holy Ghost, and make him Lord of our spirit. Lord, I open my heart to you today, that you be Lord over my spirit. Can I talk to somebody today? My God, I say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord of our minds, Lord of our bodies, let the unlimited God be the God who is able, the God who is able, the God who is able to do all things needed in your life and in your family, and trust in his grace to establish in his will. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He always demonstrates his ability. The ability of God has been demonstrated, glory to God, in many areas of our lives. If you look back over your life, how many times that you've seen God, glory to God, straighten out some things in your life. He created the world by the power of his word. So he spoke the word. Come on, somebody. Whosoever is needed, that is in place now. That's that Oshaya. That's not in place. God is able to speak it into being. He said he can make a way in the wilderness and a river in your desert. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God always demonstrates his power in our lives. He is God of perfection. Whosoever he started to do, he will bring it to you with perfection. He will bring you out with the, oh yes, Holy Ghost, with perfection. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's able to bring his word and his promises to fulfillment. The Bible says in Genesis 17:1, God speaks to the 99-year-old Abraham, who has been promised a child by God. By this time, his body is just as good as dead. So they say, amen, praise God, hallelujah, quoted about Sabbath. But God did it. Look at Romans 4:19-22. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness in the face of all, glory to God, his very understandable doubts. God reassured him by calling him El Shaddai, which means Almighty God. Oh, my Shatorebekum Messiah. We serve an Almighty God, an Almighty God that can bring you out, glory to God, with a strong hand. Look how he brought out, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. Paul and Silas, he brought them out with a mighty, glory to God, hand. It was God's way of saying, don't look in the mirror, Abraham. Look at me. Ayabashando, Holy Ghost. Don't look at your circumstances, Carolyn. Look at me. And for all the ones that's on this line this morning, don't look at what you see. Look at me. If I say you're going to have a son, he told Abraham, it's going to happen. Age means nothing to me. I am Almighty God. I will demonstrate my power in your life. Whatever I promised you shall come forward. My God, my God, my God. I don't know how many people are waiting for God to demonstrate their power in their lives, the thing that God has already promised. But I want to talk to somebody this morning to let you know that God is able. My God, my God, my God. There's many promises that God has promised us, people of God, and they have to come to pass. But sometimes God has to wait for the other ones to come in alignment. He had to put things together so everything can work out for our good. God demonstrates restoration. God has power to restore what the enemy has killed, what the enemy has stolen, what the enemy has destroyed. He can restore all our lost health, all our lost wealth, all our lost hope, even the promise to restore our wasted years. So as I'm talking to somebody on this line, including myself, the Bible says in Joel 2:25-27, he says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locusts, some consuming locusts, some chewing locusts, my great army which I sent among you. Glory to God, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who had dwelt wonderfully with you. And my people, and my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know. Somebody, give God a high five. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I speak to God just like he's right here with me. I give you a high five, God. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of you. I'm in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. I take them for his word, people of God. Take them for his word. He said, I am able. I take him for his word. He will achieve by giving divine speed and achievement. Glory to God. Exploits for many years. And glory to God. So God does what he said he's going to do. He brings forth divine speed. Ayabashando Holy Ghost. To achieve those exploits. Glory to God. He demonstrates his protection. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Don't you love the Lord when he protects you? Amen. There's some things in our lives that he protects us from. We think sometimes that God is punishing us, but in action, Ramosiah, he's protecting you from some things. Glory to God, when he says be halted, that means glory to God that he said, Mosiah, some things have to go before you to make the crooked places straight. He protects you. He protected Daniel in the lion's den. Darius spent the night wondering if God is able to do it. Glory to God, the non-believer. Glory to God in Daniel. Glory to God in the lion's den. Daniel enjoyed the Lord's peace and rest, well knowing that God is able. See, we have to get to a place in our lives that we know no matter what you're going through, God, you're able, God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was thrown into the furnace of fire. Nebuchadnezzar stood with anger on his face and his senses. The Hebrew boys, the three Hebrew boys, and asked, who can deliver them? Those boys came out, glory to God, out of the furnace, glory to God, shouting out, God is able. My God, Mosiah, God will give you such a testimony to let you know that God is able. God will bring you out of fire. God will bring you out of places. Amen. Praise God. That you never thought that you would come out, and you will give God the glory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God. God is able. God is able to destroy all the works of the enemy. The Bible says that he came for the purpose of destroying all the works of the devil. He came. Come on, I want to talk to you. He came to destroy the works of the enemy. My God, the Bible says in 1 John 3:8, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God will manifest it. So when we go back, glory to God, it's like slapping God in the face. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Listen, people of God. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For his purpose of the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We can believe him for destruction of evil work plans and imagination against us in every area of our lives. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But we thank God, amen, that he is our protector. My God, I give him glory. If anyone had doubt about God's power to save, look at Apostle Paul. He was a blasphemer, a persecutor of the church. He hated Christ, and he showed it by seeking to destroy and to all that followed him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But look at what God did with the life of Paul. He hated Christianity. He loved Judaism. Yet God in his power came and saved and transformed such a man. So God is able to change our minds. He's able to change our walk. But God said, let me be Lord over your life. The God who is all powerful, that he can do the impossible, did the impossible in Paul. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The word of God said the king's heart is in his hand of the Lord. The king's heart is in the hands of the Lord as the rivers of water. And God says, my tekoto bosaya, he turns it in whatever the way he wanted. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So nobody is beyond God. Nobody is beyond saving. I have a son, the Holy Ghost. You might say glory to God. Oh, my son, they can't be saved. Look at them. But I'll tell most Messiah. But God, I've seen the worst of the worst be saved and walking with God with no problem. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, we got to see the demonstration of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. When God says, I am able, he is so well able to bring us out. He's so well able to save us. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that work of on the inside. Think of the times, glory to God, that he has delivered you, when he saved you, the times he moved mountains in your life. Remember the power of all that he has done. Let the past work remind you that he is able. No matter what you face in this life, God is able and he will come through for you. And every time, somebody shout with me. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know that God will come through for you. Let the past be your reminder and learn to trust him no matter what. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Let us bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you were blessed on today, knowing that God, my God is able. My the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, as we've been praying and we believe in, we trust in God to do exceedingly and do abundantly above. Yet above all that we ask. My God. So somebody out there today, know that whatever you're passing through, don't be discouraged. The Holy Ghost. Don't be oppressed. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's well able. He holds the world in his hands. The stars and the moons are still standing. The word of God, when it was spoken, he began to focus on saying glory to God that he wanted to do. He even called us in existence. He's able to call us in existence. He's able to call us by name. My God. The word said he knows the very hands upon our heads. He cut the umbilical cord. He cleaned us up. My God, in the Messiah, put us in our mama's hands. Glory to God, in the Messiah, and say this one is going to do this, and this one is going to do this. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He spoke the word over us. So I want you to know today, the word still stands, and he shall perform that what he said he's going to do. My God, I give him glory today. Let us bless the name of the Lord. Somebody shout with me this morning. My God is able to do it. My God is able. But it's the power that works upon the inside of me. The power that's drawn out. The power that's resurrected. The power that's moving. The power, glory to God, that is delivering. The power that's healing. The power, glory to God, is bringing us out of financial, oh my son, the Holy Ghost, all the financial things. Oh my son, the Holy Ghost. God is able, people of God. Let us bless God today, my God. God is able. My God is able. Oh, we bless God today. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, son, the Holy Ghost, for this Sunday morning service this morning. Hallelujah, with all the interruptions. Son, the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, going to do it for somebody today. We got a great cloud of witness, people of God, that's been through some things. Holy Ghost. Even some of our ancestors, we watched them walk through some things. We watched them struggle through some things. But God brought them out. My God. There's a great cloud of witness that God has given us as an example and the thing that he's already done for us. So glory to God. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. God is able. revival. This is reign of glory. Revival ministry. Amen. You're on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service, people of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Don't forget on Thursday, amen, at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. True Vine International Ministry will be on. Glory to God. With Pastor Ilona Waters at 6 p.m. Log in, amen, to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bless God on this day. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God for you, you and you. Amen. Glory to God. I praise glory to God that God has blessed you on today. Amen. That you have found a good thing. Amen. In your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you ask. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank God today for his word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We know, amen, that great things are ahead of us. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise God. I'm going to pray. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't know, if you want to bless the ministry, amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You can send your offering in. Amen. If you desire to reach me and you don't know how to do it, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. I bless God for all the ones that stand with this ministry, believe in this ministry, receive from this ministry in the name of Jesus. I bless God for you, you and you. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray out. And glory to God and let God have his way on this Sunday morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We just give you a thank you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you because you are a good Father. And we bless you, Father God. Your love and your goodness, glory to God, are responsible for every good and beautiful thing in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. All that surrounds us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for lacing our lives with blessings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, thank you, Lord God, that you point to us, God. Point them out to us that we are rushing through our days sometime. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for all the prayer, glory to God, the prayer requests that went up, God. Hallelujah, in our lives, glory to God. Slow us down, Lord God, to seek you even more, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We want more, glory to God, than we asked or imagined to come to fruition, God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to learn how to walk in your daily provisions, God, able to shine the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ and fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit, God. Father, we can, you can do nothing. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. How they will shine the Holy Ghost to embrace us, God. We thank you for embracing us, God. We thank you, God, for the experience of life and full of joy, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we want to come to our next, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the plans that you have, over our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray, God, that you cause us to work hard in our talents and that you have given us a trust us to live a caring life, God. We thank you, Lord God, because you are good. You are a great Father. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Father. And we ask you, Father God, for the living water to run through our souls, God. Hayabashando, Holy Ghost, and also direct our paths, Father God. We pray for boldness and courage, God, to follow you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, even in the hard times, God, in the hard things, God, trust in your plans for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We say thank you, Father God, for the movement of the Spirit of the living God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we ask you to touch everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their home. Bless their loved ones, God. Keep them encouraged, God. Keep their hope on the inside. Keep a fire burning, God. Cause a revival to take over our lives, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we say thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We ask that you move by your mighty power, God, even on this day, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you have your way, God. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Father, for what you have done. this day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost in your Son Jesus' name. And I pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I leave you with a song. Happy Sunday, everyone. Happy July. Amen. Glory to God. May this July be filled with wonders, miracles, and remember your congratulations in Jesus' name. Amen.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lashay Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Woo!
When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lashay, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
It
may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.